Welcome to the Outsource Accelerator podcast. This is a short format podcast where we explore business and outsourcing mastery. My name is Derek Gallimore, and I am really excited to bring you the leading podcast in outsourcing. This podcast is brought to you by Outsource Accelerator. We are the world's leading outsourcing marketplace and advisory. We help big and small businesses with their outsourcing needs, and we can help you too. We cover everything from business and staffing strategy, optimal outsourcing structures, implementations, and fully managed services. If you're already outsourcing, about to start, or somewhere in between, then we can ensure that you get the best from outsourcing. That's the best prices, best terms, and of course, the best results from your outsourcing practices. We list over 700 outsourcing suppliers on our website, host this leading outsourcing podcast, and have over 5,000 pages of content. Because we span the entire market, we can ensure that you get the best deal possible. We offer everything from light brokerage, co-managed services, through to fully managed solutions. Get in touch today. Visit us at outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Mention that you're a podcast listener, and we will give you special attention plus a 10% discount. This is for a limited time only. Go to outsourceaccelerator.com/quote. Hi, and welcome back. This is episode number 255. Today, I'm really excited to be joined by MK Batulfo of FH Mums. Now, MK has founded FH Mums, which is a huge Facebook community group of over 145,000 people. Now, as the name suggests, these are stay-at-home Filipina mums that work in the freelance community. And as you might know, the freelance online community is just absolutely exploding, specifically in the Philippines. Now, this is good for a number of reasons. Of course, it gets people out into the job market. It connects very well-qualified, eager Filipino workforce with people in the West, giving everyone a great opportunity. But specifically in the Philippines, it's allowing people working remotely, it's allowing people to earn money in the provinces of the Philippines where previously there wasn't an opportunity to do so. So it's a really exciting movement. And as we talk about in this episode, it's being noticed by the government and it's getting support by the government, and that's being demonstrated by things such as the PISCON, which is a conference specifically dedicated to impact sourcing and freelancing and things like that. So really interesting conversation, and I'm super excited for MK and proud of what she's achieved. Not only has she built this strong community of 145,000 people, but she's really educating them, she's advocating for them, and she's helping them get jobs. She's helped place over 800 people now into jobs into the freelancer community. So just incredible. Again, it's a win-win for everyone because it's incredible for the people of the Philippines, and especially these home-based mums. And of course, it's incredible for the employers in the West because they're getting a great deal. So enjoy. If you want any of the show notes, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/255. Hi, and welcome back, everybody. Today, I'm super excited to be joined by MK. MK is the founder of FH Mums, which we're going to be finding out exactly what that is. And she started, or certainly been the catalyst for quite a movement here in the Philippines. Her Facebook page, and I think we're going to corroborate this, it's well over 100,000, I think towards 140,000 in her Facebook community. So it's really become quite a movement. So MK, thank you so much for joining us. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thank you so much, Derek, for the great introduction.
Yeah, pleasure. And thank you so much. We were actually going to talk at a recent event. We were going to be on stage together, but unfortunately I couldn't make that. And so I took the opportunity to grab you for a podcast. For those that don't know, and you're obviously far better at introducing yourself than I, can you just give people a brief overview of you know, where you fit into the freelance community and you know, how and what exactly your Facebook community represents.
Sure. So before I enter the freelancing industry, I am a call center agent. So after giving birth to my son, I was forced to apply for call center jobs. So for 2 years, I've been a call center agent, and I tried working for two different call center companies. So it's really hard for me because I have to earn for my family. I'm the breadwinner. And then I decided to finally work from home because of the traffic hassle in Metro Manila. And then my son would always throw tantrums every time I would leave home for the office. Mm-hmm. And luckily, I got an online job as an email support for 35,000 pesos per month. And then that is the time I decided I was... I'm so inspired to create a community because I was able to help a mommy friend of mine. And then right now we are at 145,000 members inside and outside the Philippines. We recently had our Dubai meetup. Wow. And several meetups and training inside and outside Metro Manila.
Super cool. So you were working in the BPO industry for over 17 years, is that right?
For just 2 years. For 2 years, I've worked in the call center industry and then in remote work for 2 years as well. So I'm just 25. So it's my journey in the call center industry and then in home base is just short. But I'm so happy because of my online job, I was able to invest in a house for our family, and then we just got married. So it's really a blessing to me working remotely.
Yeah, that's incredible, huh? Amazing. And congratulations for that. Congratulations for your family and your house. You know, I'm reading your bio on the Freedom Summit, which is another place where we actually met for the first time and spoke on stage together. And it says there for 17 years to transition into a work-at-home mum. But so that's incredible. And, you know, what I want to get first of all is your impressions of the BPO industry. You know, a lot of our audience are based overseas, but also here in the Philippines. So can you give the listeners a glimpse into what the BPO industry is for the average kind of call center agent?
Yeah. So as you can see, I've been in the customer service starting in the corporate setup to home base, and I feel that the customer service or the BPO industry, you know, there's a future in remote work. Most of the companies right now are considering hiring their customer service support that can work remotely. So for me, I believe that what I'm doing right now, what most of the moms doing right now, is the future of work.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's a lot of talk, obviously, about remote work. Everyone, especially millennials, they're kind of everyone's wanting to work from home, it seems. And then so you did 2 years of work from home. Mm-hmm. How did you get that first gig? Was it on one of the major platforms? Did you go to Upwork?
Yeah. So I got the job in onlinejobs.ph. I remember that time I started optimizing my profile 12 midnight, and then luckily I got an invitation in the morning at 6 a.m. Wow. Asking me if I could work for them. So just a couple of days, I landed that online job. And then just 1 week after I got my first job in the same company, my husband also was hired, and then a few of our friends.
Super cool, super cool. And then what was it about that experience? How long were you working in that experience before you thought, you know, I'm going to start a community about this and help other people in this journey?
So for my email support job, I guess I would say that I'm just lucky because I have the experience in the call center industry even before I got my online job. So the experience in the BPO industry have helped me a lot getting my first online job.
And what was your experience with working from home? Now, of course, you specifically help Filipina home-based mums, and so a lot of the, I assume, young mums, it's such a benefit for them so that they can still be together with their family, being able to look after the kids, but still earning really good income, yeah? Is that and do you think you started a movement, or are you just there really helping support what was already a pretty big thing but didn't really have a face and didn't really have a voice before?
Yeah, so when I created the online community, I was so surprised because I learned that there are so many Filipino moms and Filipino families that is really looking for an online opportunity where they could juggle both their responsibilities, taking care of their children, and then earning money. So what I did, most of our initiatives in the community focuses on the online courses that we have. Right now, we have 7 online trainers. I decided to hire other mommy trainers that could help me. Before, when I started the community, it's just me who's teaching. Right now, there are 7 mommy trainers. And then most of the courses focuses on digital marketing and admin. So we have social media marketing, photo and video editing, e-commerce, and then accounting. So those kinds of courses. And we're looking to add more courses that will focus more on technology, that this has higher technology like coding and then web creation. So aside from the courses, we also have events, so more intensive face-to-face workshop. So because of those initiatives that we're doing, almost every day we have moms who are getting online job, and based on our record, we have 800 moms who landed an online job from our pool of students or graduates, which is around 3,000 students. So it's a good number. The impact that we have right now is something that we are proud of as a community.
800 jobs is just incredible, isn't it? And how have you seen the community evolve over the last few years? You hear a lot about Upwork really changing and people really struggling to get jobs on there now. Onlinejobs.ph is becoming quite a popular spot. Do you find that the whole thing is continually moving and evolving? And is it getting easier or harder for people to find effectively, freelance jobs?
To be honest, it's actually hard for the moms to find jobs in those platforms that you've mentioned. And what I do is that I teach them, I tell them to try other platforms. There's LinkedIn. They can also find clients through Facebook groups. So 'cause for them, what they think is that the opportunities is just limited for them because of some barriers like the language. Some of them is not that good in English. Some are undergrad, and sometimes they feel that their age is a hindrance. So I just tell them that they need to focus more on the skills and the knowledge, and then they can find the client like literally anywhere, not just Upwork and then onlinejobs.ph. Because right now, they feel that the clients that they can target are those who are in other countries, but they didn't realize that there's a huge market for the local clients. So I always tell them that the clients or the local clients or the Filipino entrepreneurs are also available to work with, or they can top these entrepreneurs as their employer. They just need to know, they just need to let this Filipino entrepreneurs that how it works, because most of the Filipino entrepreneurs don't know how to hire and then how to manage a virtual assistant.
Yeah, right. Incredible, yeah. And so, and people are taking it a little bit personally that they can't find a job, but you are really just sharing the message that, it is hard, it's competitive, it's a competitive environment, and then you're giving them the skills and the process to help them land these jobs. And incredible. So the courses that you've designed, you've gone into certain sectors. Are you finding that that's where they're the easiest jobs, they're the lowest hanging fruit, that people get the best results with? How did you select the courses?
Oh, so what I did is that I created a poll or a survey asking them what are their target online jobs. I also checked different platforms online on what are the demand or what are the in-demand jobs. So from there, that is how we selected the online courses that we will offer, that we offered.
Yeah, that's incredible, huh? And so your community, you've got 140,000 people on your, it's a group. Is it a Facebook
Yes,
group?
it's a Facebook group, right?
Wow. And what goes on in that group? Do you let guys in as well, or is it just for Filipinos?
It's so yeah, full of all of them are Filipinas. It's not just limited to moms, but we also have members who are single ladies.
Yeah. Incredible, huh? And what is that community? What's a day in the life of the FH Moms community like?
So when you got inside the community, you will find success stories of the moms, and then some tips from the trainers. I also posted resources like a template for the resume cover letter and how to do it. I even recorded an interview of mine with a real client just to give them an idea how to answer interview questions. So support like that, that so those are the support that they get inside our community.
Super cool, super cool. And it's active, like there's a lot of chatter, there's a lot of engagement online. Is it almost like a support group? Are you helping, these ladies through this process?
Yes, so we also invite guest speakers to help us with some of the topics that we do not offer. So most of them are soft skills, leadership skills, so something like that. So aside from the webinars that we do, we also partner with different companies that who are interested to hire from us. We're actually partnered with ABS-CBN, and then what we do is we organize roadshows or job fair. So the community has so many to offer, not just the online courses and the support that we give inside our group, but even face-to-face interaction, even to those who are in the rural areas.
Yeah, incredible, isn't it? And it really is a growing movement, and I'm not sure how
Right.
aware the whole world is of the sort of the Filipino freelancing community, but it's growing, isn't it? And I think there's just such an incredible opportunity for Filipinos because they're able to access the West from a laptop,
Right.
from their own home, and they're able to get really good salaries if they can, produce what the client wants. It's a fantastic meritocracy that's really happening over the last kind of 5 to 10 years. And where do you see this going? Is everyone having a fantastic time? Do you see it being sort of aspirational? Are there any downsides, do you think, to this whole freelancer community? Do you think, in an ideal world, these people would really prefer a corporate ladder. They would prefer to go into the office. Are there any downsides to this?
So most of us who are already working from home is super happy about it. Since the community, all of us are moms, most of us, we share the same sentiment. So even if it's hard to work from home with a toddler or with a newborn, it's okay. It's a fulfillment for us to be able to work while taking care of the child. And be able to share the same experience to other moms is super cool. The downside that I'm saying for my personal experience, I would say that I wasn't able to take care of my health. I no longer exercise, so my weight is is not that right now. So maybe that's the only downside that I can see. But in the freelancing industry in general, I'm not sure. For me, it's all the benefits, it's all the advantages that I focus on. But we have this inside joke inside our community that if everyone will work from home, or it will be harder for us moms to look for someone who can help, like a helper or a yaya. So that's the only downside, maybe just in the workforce, maybe. But I don't think that would happen.
Yeah, and it's incredible. Huh? Like, it is amazing now, the fact that people can get skilled jobs from the provinces, which has always been the issue with emerging economies and places like the Philippines, because there's a lot of people living out in the provinces and they just don't have the opportunities. Whereas now that playing field is being leveled and people have the opportunity if they have the skills. And so there was a talk that we were going to talk at both, but I unfortunately couldn't make it, the Philippine, what is it, Impact Sourcing Conference. And that was hosted by one of the government agencies. And so, you know, it just indicates, and it's obviously the broader subject is around impact sourcing, so outsourcing with a good social impact. And a large part of that is the freelancer economy. And a large motivator to that is to get money flowing out into the provinces and those places where there is no opportunity. How have you seen the reception of the government? Because sometimes I think the government isn't quite sure how to handle this new freelance economy, you know, what their stance on it should be. How have you found your interaction with the DICT and the various government departments?
Yeah, so what happened in PISCON 2019 in Pampanga is great because, you know, the government is now is open to this new opportunity, and they are actually doing their best to organize such trainings in rural areas. And right now, this is not just limited to rural areas, because they just launched Digital Jobs PH, which will be available not just to rural areas, but to all the Filipinos.
Wow, fantastic. And so when you have, I mean, you've obviously got, you know, a huge workforce there of 145,000 people. And if people want to access these resources, or, you know, how are you sort of getting these resources out into the community? Is the best sort of conduit still the Online Jobs PH, or are you looking to sort of build your own interfaces with your community?
Yeah, so right now what I do is I'm actively joining different startup competitions so that I could build my idea, and also creating a platform specifically for moms. So that's our plan. We wanted to level up as a social enterprise, not just another Facebook community. So we wanted to help not just moms who has access to the internet and computer, but also we wanted to help moms who doesn't have access to the internet, and the entrepreneurs as well.
Wow, super cool. That's a big ambition, huh? And how do you find the clients then in the West? You know, and I assume they could be anything from a solopreneur to a big business that needs, you know, some assistance. How do you find they respond to, you know, your employees or the FH moms versus anyone else? Are they particularly impressed that people are, you know, they may be in the provinces, they may be work from home mums, or do you think they're really just focused on, you know, they want the work done, and that's as far as the relationship goes?
Yeah, so we have several clients who are in the West, and they are super happy about our community, how we help these moms. And whenever we connect them to a Filipino virtual assistant, they are happy with the work ethics, the attitude, and the way these moms finish their task. Because moms are naturally multitaskers and creative and talented.
Yeah, they got to be able to balance the needs of the day, yeah. Okay, fantastic. And where are your hopes for the future then? Where do you want to see FH Moms or the freelancer community generally?
Mm-hmm. So right now, my husband also created the community. It's called Pinoy Home Base Dad. That is also somewhat... they got an inspiration from Filipino home-based moms. So right now I can see that their community is also growing. It has 8,000 members, and it's like a family thing right now, inspiring not just moms but also dads and also everyone to try working from home. So it's really a movement, not just for moms but for everyone.
Super cool. Amazing, huh? So if anyone wants to find out whether it's in support or whether it's because of strategic partnerships, or of course, if you know people want to join the freelancer community, sure. How can they find out more?
Yeah. So if you are an aspiring virtual assistant, if you're a Filipino virtual assistant, you can join our community. Just go to Filipino Home-Based Moms. In Facebook, we have a Facebook page, a Facebook group. You can also visit our website. It's fhmoms.com. We actively post YouTube videos, so just search FH Moms community as well. And if you are a dad, you can join Pinoy Home-Based Dads. Just search for PH Dads. And then if you are an employer, and you wanted to hire your own virtual assistant from us, you can send us an email at connect@fhmoms.com.
Incredible. Thank you, MK. And it's an amazing, inspiring story. And it's incredible to have this, you know, incredible community that has been built from this ecosystem. So thanks so much for sharing it, and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much, Derek.
That was MK Batulfo of FH Mums. If you want to get in touch with her or learn any more about anything on this podcast, go to outsourceaccelerator.com/255. And as always, if you want to ask us anything, then just drop us an email to ask@outsourceaccelerator.com. See you next time.